So he created man and assigned him the job of naming everything that he had created. Then God made woman, a helper comparable to man. Man and woman were bonded together as one in a lifelong committed relationship. They were naked in who they were before God and each other. They were not ashamed because they were not distracted by things that didn't please God. Not ashamed and distracted, that is, until sin cut into their world and enticed them to look away from God's truths and towards Satan's lies.
Satan promised power and wisdom and beauty in life. But as soon as the couple fell for his act, their bond was divided. Their eyes were opened and they felt ashamed and tried to hide from God. No longer could they be naked and unashamed before their Maker. The man blamed the woman blamed the snake. The man and the woman and the snake were forced to accept the consequences of rejecting what was right for the temporary pleasure of what looked good but was actually wrong. The deception led to separation from God and eventually to death. This is the heritage that Eve, the first she, passed on to all the other she's to follow. God's best, a pure and full life, was given as a gift in the beginning, but became a prize to be sought after like mad by all the women who have followed.
But someday God will return and make himself a new world. He'll fill it with special he's and she's who choose to live their life his way, whole and unashamed before him. Together we'll exist forever, free from mistakes and wrongs and confusion. Any of us who choose to know him will one day experience real freedom and snake-free, joyful life with him. Until then, lots of snakes run wild, tempting and trying to pull us away from God's best and even costing us our life. All of us are on this journey, regardless of the color of our skin, the age of our body, the status of our job, or the nature of our past. Every day we make choices. We can fall for Satan's deceptions and try to hide our mistakes from God, or we can ask for his guidance and begin to follow his ways.
I admire the Rebeccas in my life who have chosen from their earliest days to stay on the naked and unashamed paths before God. I didn't. Though raised in a Christian home, I ate the fruit when I was about 21 years old, which sent me down the paths that led me away from God. More than a decade of wrong choices followed, robbing me of the joy and the wholeness I had felt from God in my younger days. Then fear of facing the future as a single mom without God's guidance brought me back to him. In September 1985, I took a walk in the field behind my home with a Bible tucked under my arm.